The state's Hawaii Public Housing Authority is planning to redevelop Mayor Wright homes on the corner of North King and Liliha Streets next to downtown Honolulu. The proposal would be to demolish the current low-rise structures and build a 2,500-unit mixed-use complex, with the highest buildings having more than 30 floors. Public Housing Executive Director Hakeem Wansafi says families currently served in public housing have extremely low area median incomes, or AMI.
Almost all the folks we serve are 30% AMI or less. We can take a higher AMI. So the average income for a family in our federal public housing is $12,487 per year. And for our state housing, the average is about $11,000 a year.
Wansafi says there are more than 21,000 families on the public housing wait list. Hunt Companies is the approved developer for Mayor Wright Homes, which would be 100% rental units with two-thirds offered at the affordable range. But Hunt Company's president for the Hawaii division, Steve Colon, says the state will have to commit a fairly large portion of that funding.
Right now, our order magnitude for the total project cost is $1.3 billion. But in order to make rental housing work, what we call the gap funding, that's going to be the subsidy required, is roughly $145,000 per unit. So if you multiply that number out over 2,500 units, it's obviously a big number.
That total is $350 million in state subsidies, according to the Public Housing Authority. The project will be built in five phases over 10 years. Hunt Companies would like to start the project by the end of 2018. But City and County of Honolulu Department of Planning and Permitting Acting Director Kathy Sokugawa says that timetable is not realistic.
You're not going to get permits from the city in a year. I'll tell you that right now. So whatever is required that comes out of the EIS, out of the county council resolution that they're required to perform, to the extent that they have their contractors lined up, ready to go, that their permit is perfectly written up, complete, able to be approved the minute they submit it, I mean, all of those things will make the decision on the final schedule.
The Mayor Wright Homes project would be the first to fall under future transit-oriented development rules. But Representative Daniel Holt, who represents the area, says one-third of the project will be for market-rate rentals.
I understand the market rate units being necessary, but in our community meetings, none of that was discussed to the members. So everybody in the community had no idea. And then you guys came and asked us for a bunch of money right before session ended, and we got 34% market units. Like I said, I understand, and I'm stoked for this project. But how do I go back and sell it to my constituents when I tell them we're listening?
The Public Housing Authority is scheduled to conduct a community meeting on the Mayor Wright Homes project June 20th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.